Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show on Blog Talk Radio on 6:30 every evening, Monday through Friday on a regular basis, and when I can fit it in, on Saturday and Sunday at 11 o'clock. This show, I'm going to give you a little parameters of those of you who are new to the show about how I work on this particular project. First of all, the show is a politically incorrect show. We don't believe in media hype, media falsehoods, media lies. We don't believe in political rhetoric. We try to use our critical faculties to gain truth and facts as much as possible. I have to also say that I urge this to you all who have children. The centrality of reading to use the mind and engage in critical thinking is essential. And the day that your children or you stop reading and stop reading the great books such as Tolstoy or Dostoevsky or Milton is the day you will plunge down into intellectual darkness. I guarantee it. Centrality of reading is so essential that without it, we will be destroyed intellectually. And the second thing is that I'm a Christian. I am not about to change that view. I adhere to the creeds of the Church, the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, and the Athanasian Creed. And I believe in the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. I believe it contains the truth, it contains the answers, and I'm unwilling to change that view for some kind of a magazine, the New York Post or the New York Times, or whatever thing is being thrust onto my consciousness by the political propaganda forces. I wouldn't waste my time with it. It is a waste of time. And I have to say that if I'm going to read a book, I'll read a Christian book, C.S. Lewis or G.K. Chesterton or Hilaire Belloc or Jacques Maritain. These are the great people. These are the thinker. These are the people that move and shape the world, that make us something into what we can think to be possible and that fulfill our potential as human beings. These are the thinkers, these are the minds, these are the people that shape and form our society. And without people like this, we are doomed to ignorance and darkness. So the next thing is that I'm a writer and I've written 10 books and I'm planning four more. I've just completed a book on the Psalms, and I have other books I'm planning on the miracles and on the sayings of Christ. I'm formatting a book on the blogs, which are concerned with the sayings of Christ and the events in Christ's life in the Bible. These books have sold well. They are both Christian books and legal books, and they are essays in the Christian worldview, essays on faith, culture, politics, and philosophy, and a book on the parables. That contains all 41 interpretations of the parables. And they have been posted on social media, and many of them you can find at academia.edu. As for the sayings, many of these are my interpretations of the sayings of Christ are found on my social media, my website, and academia.edu, where many people from many Muslim and countries in China do read these blogs and read these essays and visit my website and listen to these podcasts. This show has a Christian orientation, but many non-Christian people, particularly Muslims and atheist agnostic from China, do in fact listen to these podcasts and read these blogs and visit my website regularly. I also have run these two radio shows, this Blog Talk radio show and the podcast. And the podcast has over 4,000 people from 77 countries have visited these podcasts, and many people from many countries have done the same on Blog Talk radio. From Saudi Arabia, which I'm shocked to find, is one of the groups of people that listen to these podcasts, presentations on these Blog Talk Radio, as well as India, Bangladesh, Japan, Malaysia, and certain European countries such as Germany, Finland, and Belgium, and many others. That's as far as I'm going to talk about my activities these days. So in this show, I talk about certain things that concern me. I do talk about political and current issues. I tend to be conservative, but on the other hand, as a Christian, I have great concern for poverty and underclass people and eliminating economic inequality. Jesus says the poor and blessed, not because poverty is good, or he's endorsing it. He's saying that because of their sufferings in this present life, they will be rewarded. That's what he means by blessed. Poverty is blessed. If it is not blessed, he doesn't want it. He wants economic equality and equal distribution of wealth. I can guarantee Jesus is not a person who wants people poor. Now, as I say, I also have theological issues that I handle on this show, many interpretations of the Bible, and also I handle literary issues. I'm a great fan of English and American literature, and I love it. I enjoy it. It could be Sinclair Lewis. It could be John Steinbeck. It could be Keats, Shelley. It could be Sir Walter Scott. Any of the greats are the people who I love and treasures. These, as I say, these literary greats, these philosophical greats, are the people that make our society into something that is good. Thought is good. Lazy ignorance is not good. It's quite unhelpful in 100 different ways. It wrecks our society and wrecks people. Ignorance is no help. Thought is very helpful. So tonight I'm going to talk about work. Now, there's a big issue in American society about work. This is a very work-oriented society. But many people make much of or depend their sense of importance on the work they do. And work may generally be defined as how anyone may earn their living to pay their expenses and financial obligations. But many people make much of their work and define their self and self-importance or whatever they do to earn a living. So, many professionals, such as lawyers, doctors, accountants, businessmen, or executives, feel a greater sense of worth or superiority in terms of the work they do. I think it's true. Work is just defined. People find their worth in their work. May be defined as how any one person may earn their living to pay whatever expenses or finances they have. But many people define their self-importance and what they do to earn money. This is particularly true of professionals, such as lawyers, doctors, accountants, businessmen, or executives, who I think not only feel a greater sense of worth or superiority in the work they do, but our society accords them a degree of greater worth in society and superiority. So let's take a look at in the world, I think, to look at it dispassionately. There are two kinds of work. One is work which involves physical components, such as a policeman, a fireman, a plumber, or a carpenter. These occupations and types of work are somewhat incorrectly defined as a put-down as blue-collar work, as opposed to the people I just mentioned, lawyers, doctors, accountants. So there's two kinds of work. One is work which involves this physical work, such as a policeman or a fireman, a plumber or a carpenter. And these occupations and types of work are sort of as a put-down defined as blue-collar. Blue-collar work also includes farmers, electricians, and military personnel. Now, first of all, I have to say that blue-collar work is quite as important as an executive or a lawyer or a doctor, maybe more so. But the second type of work that I just defined, in addition to this physical work, is mental work, or perhaps written activity. As I say, white-collar workers include those in such occupations as lawyers, doctors, academics, and all sorts of teachers. So we have these two types of work. And our society kind of elevates the white-collar work, lawyer, doctor, accountant, or businessman. It kind of puts down or lowers blue collar work. As to why, there are groups or forces in our society that define these white collar jobs as, and give them a superior position in society, possibly because they are the use of the mind, and they, or they pay more, or the people dress better. There could be 100 different reasons why there are forces in our society that define white-collar work as superior. It's almost as if, as a professional who does less with his hands and physically and more with his head and more with television conversations, telephone conversations, letters, and emails, is defined by many people as upper or higher class because of their particular work. It's almost as if a professional who does less with his hands physically and more with his head and more in the nature of telephone conversations, letters and emails, is defined by many people not only as superior, but as upper or class. Perhaps because they wear a suit or go to an office building, that our society defines these people as higher class or more important as opposed to their blue collar work, brothers whose work is more manual or physical. So there's these two kinds of work, and quite frankly, it appears that our society elevates these people who answer the telephone and do emails and letters and go to meetings. They're seen as more important. Possibly they make more money, and that for that reason they are defined as more important, or they dress better, or they look better. Anyway, I think it's true, but I think this kind of thinking about physical work being lower a level is erroneous and incorrect. Work in terms of physical work or activity is no less significant or important than white-collar work, such as lawyers, doctors, or executives. So farmers grow all our foods. So who's going to say the work of a lawyer is more important than that of a farmer? A farmer is quite ridiculous, actually. We can't do without farmers. They provide our food. So, again, this is physical work. It's not white-collar work, such as lawyers and doctors do. And yet our society will elevate these white-collar people above farmers. But no one in this world can survive for a day without farmers. You might do without executives or lawyers for a number of days, but not farmers. The same is true of military personnel who defend their country against foreign invaders or attack, or the bus driver who takes people to their destination safely and intact. So we have to really look at it really more clearly that blue-collar work or physical work is quite as significant as important. That would be true of a military personnel or a police officer who provides safety and security for people. They're quite as important as a lawyer or a doctor or executive. So our entire system is society is interdependent on every occupation. And it's obviously an intellectual, gross intellectual error, an essential act of arrogance to make the office worker or executive higher class than a firefighter or policeman who risk their lives daily on a daily basis and save lives on a daily basis. So there's an issue here in thinking, and the thinking is incorrect. Military personnel who defend their country is quite as important as a lawyer who answers the telephone or a bus driver who takes people to their destination. All these occupations, whether they are white-collar or blue-collar, are interdependent and quite as important. And it is an intellectual and essential act of arrogance, a mistake, to make the executive higher class or more important than the firefighter or policeman who risk their lives on a daily basis and save lives. Well, it's a little bit puzzling that our society raises these white-collar applications to some sort of class status. I think it's true, and I think it's because of the way the person dresses, or they make more money, or they are better looking. They don't have dirty shirts, whatever. Clothes are nice. So, but it's really foolish to raise this white-collar person to that level when we all well know that we cannot do one day without the police, one day without the firefighter, or even a day without sanitation collection. So there are different types of work in our society, these physical work and white-collar work, but it doesn't lead to the conclusion that one is more important or less essential than the other. In fact, the blue-collar work may be infinitely more important, and it is not less significant than the white-collar work. I think there's a kind of a class implication here. I've heard the term working class used. And I think that's the issue. It's a class definition issue. And we elevate the lawyers, doctors, and executives to a class status and attach a lower class label to blue-collar or physical occupation. And, of course, our CEOs are paid millions for what they do. Class is attached to these blue-collar activities as lower class begs the question. A fireman saves lives. A military person defends us against people. A policeman goes and saves our lives if he can. So we have to really take a little clarity of thinking on this issue. Certainly blue-collar work or physical work is quite as significant as white-collar work. But I think because executives dress better, look better, make more money perhaps, they are elevated as more important. But they're not more important than a policeman or a fireman or a person in the army. That's not so. It's a mistake. It's a mistake in thinking, and it's the wrong thinking, and it's incorrect thinking. And I suggest, ladies and gentlemen, if you reach that conclusion or you take that position, that your thinking needs to be rethought and clarified. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed this little talk. You'll find this essay called A Word on Work, Chapter 50 of my book, Essays on Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy. And I hope you've enjoyed this little talk tonight. I've enjoyed speaking about it, as I always enjoy speaking about getting at the facts and the truth, beyond the propaganda and lies that our society imposes on us. Thanks very much. Bye.